The protection of our senior population can't always be accomplished by us personally as much as we like. You just can't be with mom and dad 24/7. But there is a program in Sussex County which creates an extra level of protection for senior citizens, especially when a health issue occurs. It's a simple step, free step too, that can be taken and will save a life. Here with the details of the Triad Senior Wristband Program is Sussex County Sheriff Mike Strada. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for allowing me to speak on your program, and I just want to thank your listeners for taking time out of their busy schedule to hear us discuss this today.
And again, it's a Triad Senior Bracelet Program. You can learn really everything about the Sussex County Sheriff's Department at sussexcountysheriff.com, and we have always that link over to our website as well. So give us a lowdown. This is a free program, and it's a safety factor that's basically a means by which information can be gathered, secured, and there to reference when mom or dad has a fall or an illness and can't communicate, that the EMT still have an outlet and a recourse.
Yes, it's another level of protection. We're always looking at programs to protect the senior population in our county. It's the first program of its kind in the state, and it's funded by private organizations. And basically what it is it's a silicone wristband, and on that wristband it says Sussex County Sheriff on it with a phone number. And each silicone wristband has a number on it, and that number is assigned to the individual. And what we require is that when you want to apply for the program, it's a simple form you fill out. There's no medical information on it. It's strictly your name, your address, phone number, cell phone number, date of birth. You can give your primary care physician number. You can put medical information on there if you want. And, you have to have your emergency contact information and a phone number on there. And basically what happens is we register this information in our computer system at the sheriff's office, and it's matched up with the number on your bracelet. So if something is to happen to you where maybe, you're out and about and for some reason you can't speak, first responder can look at that bracelet and take the number off the bracelet, your specific registration number, call our sheriff's office, and we'll provide that first responder with your information so that you can get the help that's needed, and we can identify you and contact your next of kin.
Something like this, too, I mean, this probably isn't the intent, but this could be something. We often hear stories about seniors who have dementia or Alzheimer's. They wander off even from a healthcare facility. Sometimes this would be a means by which they could be identified, and at least, whoever, law enforcement, whoever finds them would have some sort of idea of where they came from.
Yes, it's absolutely right, Chris. And I can remember from my years as a patrol officer on the road, we would come across somebody that may have, the early stages of Alzheimer or what we may call a wanderer. And I can remember bringing these individuals back to the police department and spending hours trying to identify them and find them, their primary care, whoever's supposed to be taking care of them, or their, it could save you a lot of time just by utilizing this bracelet and the information on it.
I was reading the info about the bracelet. Made me think back. I heard a radio report. There was a senior care facility up just outside Toronto. They had problems with their patients getting out and looking to go home or go back to mom and dad. Even that's how some of the cases of dementia were. And someone within the hospital said, here's an idea. Let's build a bus stop shack just outside our facility, because if you want to go somewhere, what do? You look for a place where you think a bus is going to stop. And that's where they keep finding some of their wanderers, and they'll sit down, talk with them, let them go through their episode, and they go back in all as well. So there's a whole lot of out-of-the-box thinking that can go into helping the seniors. And this is a great program, too, with the Triad organization and their senior wristband program, which is a free program and a free opportunity to make sure for you that you can have a little extra peace of mind that when you can't be there, that mom and dad will still have a means of security and safety should something unfortunate happen. And you can learn more about this program over at sussexcountysheriff.com. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Mike, Sheriff Strada mentioned how this is supported by some private businesses. I want to give credit to them, too, the Senior Quality of Life Foundation, Smith McCracken Funeral Home, the Morville Agency, that's a division of Bollinger Insurance, Isla Progerio Funeral Home, and the Mitchell Agency. Mike, this is really one of those examples where when a community steps up with a very simple effort, they can make a very large difference.
Yes, it's absolutely right, Chris. And I just want to also let your listeners know that, you know, we're not just limiting this to seniors. If you think there's somebody that is not a senior that may benefit from this program, certainly contact us. And I'd also like to give a phone number here that you can call. If you don't have access to a computer, you can always call 973-579-0850. And that's extension 2114. That's here at the Sheriff's Office, and you can talk to somebody about the program, and they can give you all the information.
That's a good point, though, with other people, because, for example, Lou Gehrig's disease, various neuromuscular disorders, eventually a lot of those people lose the capability of even speaking. So yes, if something happens, or if they, you know, they get lost, or whatever the case may be, this bracelet would be their means of speaking to supply the necessary information to get them back to where they belong.
Yes, absolutely. And we've probably distributed 500 of these bracelets. We've registered 500 people in the county so
wow.
far. Like I said, it's a first of its kind in the state. It's really taken off, and it's really beneficial. Very, very beneficial. And all the first responders in the county, the fire departments, the first aid, and the police departments are familiar with this program.
Was this you said this is the first in the state? Where did you go and look or reference the other states where a program like this is in place to see the mechanics of it, to see the rate of success of it before you instituted it here in Sussex County?
No, we actually came up with the idea and instituted it ourselves. We didn't come upon this from any other state or organization that's doing this.
So you're the creators of this whole thing?
Yes, yes.
So turnabout fair play. Has this raised attention even in the early stages from other counties or communities to say, you know, that sounds like a good idea. Give us some details about this.
Yes, Chris, I've been contacted from Monmouth County, Salem, Gloucester, Essex, Passaic, a lot of interest in this program.
As well, there should be, especially for you listening. If mom, dad, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa, you always want to make sure that you have all your bases covered. You really can't get any easier than this. And on top of everything else, it's a free, simple security outlet to make sure that if something unfortunate should happen, that all the information will be accessible for the law enforcement, for the EMTs, for the medical professionals through a simple bracelet, a simple silicone wristband that we see for a variety of causes and concerns, and this is certainly a very valid concern as well. All that you have to supply is the senior citizens or even anyone who is unable to communicate, for example, like we mentioned with people with Lou Gehrig's disease, a name, address, a phone number, emergency contact persons, seniors' physician information, all that is securely stored. And the bracelet will just simply display Sussex County Sheriff, a phone number, 973-579-0888. That's all that the EMTs, medical pros, would have to see to know what to do and to get the information that they need to make sure that what is an unfortunate situation that is taking place can be remedied and treated, and everything will get back to the happy, healthy, and safe way that you always want your loved one to be. To find out more and to, better yet, get one of these bracelets for your loved one. All you have to do is contact the Sussex County Sheriff's Office, 973-579-0850. That's 973-579-0850. It's extension 2114. Extension 2114. They'll get the process started, and you'll see again how easy it is. And share the word about this, too, because this is a very important program that will save a lot of lives and certainly make the lives and the work and the success rate of the medical pros and law enforcement a lot more efficient and effective. So, again, check it out at 973-579-0850, extension 2114. You can also learn more about this program at the Sussex County Sheriff's website, sussexcountysheriff.com. And we've been joined this morning by the Sheriff of Sussex County, Mike Strada. Mike, thanks so much for the way that your department shows their care, their creativity, their initiative for the concerns and keeping all the people in the county safe. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you.